This is a Federal News Network podcast.
The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency has created a new program under which it will select 16 companies for $100,000 innovation grants. Recipient companies could also go on to work with the government on a larger scale. For more on the new accelerator program, Federal News Network Scott Massioni spoke with NGA's Director of Partnerships and Communication, Sarah Campbell.
What we're really looking to do at NGA is to help bridge the gap between commercial geospatial market and our technology needs. This is really a first-of-its-kind program for our agency, giving us the opportunity to partner with a St. Louis-based accelerator company called Capital Innovators, who will really look to help us advance cutting-edge innovations in the geospatial market. And more importantly, the focus of this accelerator is to specifically align our agency's technology strategy and our technology focus areas in areas of interest, which are data management, advanced analytics and modeling, data integrity and security, and artificial intelligence.
Is there any significance to St. Louis, or is that just happened to be where the company you're working with is?
As our director, Admiral Sharp, has said multiple times in public, is that this project and everything we're doing in St. Louis is really part of our larger effort to grow the best geospatial ecosystem in that region. So with the opening of our new campus in St. Louis in just the next few years, which will essentially be a second headquarters for NGA, we are really invested in growing the area. The T-Rex and Moonshot Labs, located together at our new spaces downtown, are focused on innovation development to form better connections with the private sector. We are working with the Missouri Technology Corporation through what we call a partnership intermediary agreement, and with them, they've selected Capital Innovators to be our accelerator.
Innovation is something the Defense Department's been trying to work on for years and obviously is always trying to stay ahead. What are you gaining from this, and through what sources are you gaining this sort of innovation for yourself?
We're trying to look at some companies that are in early stage that haven't necessarily done work with the government, because what this will do is it will help them curate their ideas, help them pair up with technology experts at the NGA, and help them better understand what it is the government is really looking for. It will give them early stage investments. It will allow them to showcase that, and it will kind of give these innovators who aren't necessarily tied into, let's say, larger companies who don't have necessarily the equity to get going, it will give them some guidance. And at the end of the day, our focus is to grow the ecosystem. As you mentioned, agencies in the department like DARPA, like AFWERX, the Air Force in general, and the Navy, the way that they thrive is that they build an ecosystem around them. So what we're really just trying to do is broaden our reach and put further investments into technology that can develop for our needs. When we originally came up with this concept, we spent quite a few time engaging with the interagency on best practices and lessons learned. We worked closely with the Air Force Research Laboratory, AFRL, with the Navy programs to better understand how they use accelerators via partnership intermediary agreements, the events of AFWERX, and some of the work they're trying to do with small businesses. So collectively, we looked at those best practices and tailored it to meet NGA's needs.
The Defense Department's famous for taking a really long time when it comes to acquisition. They will build a prototype and then maybe take a few years before it actually turns into a program of record. Meanwhile, a lot of small companies really can't stay afloat during that period of time. Does your accelerator plan to have any sort of rapid capability or work with OTAs or anything like that to keep these companies really afloat until they can maybe make it with the government?
The Valley of Death is definitely something that plagues research organizations within the government, within the department. I will say at the end of this program, so this will be a 13-week program. It's expected to kick off in late March. At the end of the program, we are very heavily invested in partnering with these companies, with Capital Innovators, to making sure that they bridge and they work through and they pair up with either other investors or other companies that can help them transition technologies, in a sense, to the next level, or at least obtain funding to continue. And so the goal of this is not to do some quick investment and walk away. We really are invested in the success and making sure things continue.
What kind of funding are you working with, and what sort of companies are you trying to bring into the fold?
So the program is planned to be 13 weeks for what we're calling Cohort 1, and that's targeted to start March 22nd of this year. each startup that participates in the accelerator will receive a $100,000 equity-free grant. And we plan to select up to 8 companies for the first portion. At the end of that 13 weeks, we plan to hold a demo day targeted to start about the week of June 21st. So that will result in the end of cohort 1. In the fall, we plan to launch our second cohort. And in that, another 8 companies will be selected, each as well receiving a $100,000 equity-free grant. And the same process will follow again with a demo day plan at the end of that as well.
One of the most important things for you is to bring in these non-traditional companies or companies that don't work with the Defense Department that often. This tech accelerator that you've hired, how do they court these sorts of companies? And what are you expecting from them when it comes to bringing in certain companies? What kind of tactics are they using?
Sure. So Capital Innovators is a St. Louis-based accelerator operator. They're responsible, as I mentioned, for the promotion and the management of the effort. I'll note that they have a landing page, www.capitalinnovators.com, and they are doing extensive outreach to the community in awareness of this and trying to recruit and help companies apply to this who are interested. They are an accelerator company that has vast experience in doing this. They're already very much tied into a network of experts and professionals who are trained in helping startup companies be successful with the private sector and with the government. And so we partnered with Capital Innovators through the Missouri Technical Corporation, MTC, who we have a partnership intermediary agreement with, a PIA. So we partner with MTC, and then MTC has selected Capital Innovators to be really our accelerator management in a sense, right? So we relied on MTC to fulfill that for us. And Capital Innovators, as I mentioned, is expert in doing this. And so we are excited to see what comes out of it.
Sarah Campbell, Director of Partnerships at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, speaking with Federal News Network's Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.